Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, at least you've got me. Welcome to the show. And if decisions like today's upset you, and you did not vote on Tuesday, you have kind of forfeited your right to complain. In this state, are we to call bank robbers, you know, we want to call illegal invaders undocumented citizens. Should we call bank robbers people who withdraw without an account? Should we call murderers by some other less onerous verbiage? So anyway, Mickey Kearns went to court as the county clerk to challenge New York State's so-called green light law, which, you know, let's face it, I think we all know that eventually the goal is to make sure that as many illegals as possible end up voting in our elections. That is the goal down the road as things spread and metastasize. But Mickey Kearns went to court, and the court decided that Mickey Kearns, as the county clerk, did not have the legal standing in order to have the place, the position, to make an argument against the green light law. Ladies and gentlemen, does this surprise you? Now, our state attorney general has issued a statement on this. A judge just dismissed a case against New York's green light law. The law aims to make our roads safer and our economy stronger by making sure that illegals can get driver's licenses. We will continue to defend it. We've got more. I don't know what's going on with the mouse here. That little flywheel on the mouse seems to be stubborn. But anyway, if you're just joining us, Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns has lost his bid to overturn the green light law, which gives driver's licenses to illegal invaders. And the state attorney general, Tish James, announced the ruling. And she had more to say about this, by the way. Today's decision to basically throw Mickey Kearns out of court because he didn't have legal standing as county clerk to challenge the green light law, today's decision reinforces our position all along. The green light law is legal and enforceable. The law aims to make our roads safer, our economy stronger, and allows immigrants to come out of the shadows to sign up as legal drivers in our state. That's why the claims made in this lawsuit not only disregarded these simple truths, what is truth, but were misinformed and disregarded the privacy rights of New Yorkers. Are you kidding me? As the state's attorney and chief law enforcement officer, I am proud to have vigorously defended this law and will continue to do so against all who oppose it. I and New Yorkers across the state thank the court for their time and judicious decision. That is the state attorney general. We have audio that we're going to go to in a little bit of the news conference held by Mickey Kearns, who joins us right now live on News Radio 930 WBEN. Mickey, thanks very much for your time. And in a nutshell, what is it like to be told that you, as county clerk, do not have legal standing to challenge a law which directly impacts your office?
It's amazing, Tom. I mean, really, to use a football analogy, the court punted. She never ruled on the constitutionality of the law. She spent 32 pages avoiding the constitutionality of the law. So, you know, the decision to miss in the Greenlight lawsuit was not declined, was not ruled on the merits, because the judge even said in one of her first paragraphs, the doors of the federal courthouse are not always open. If they're not open to decide on the constitutionality of this law, when the hell are they open? I mean, I am just so – this is incredulous, this decision by this Obama appointment. I'm just furious.
Is this an Obama appointment that was encouraged by Chuck Schumer?
I don't know that, and I can't say that. But, you know, any claim by any politician, the governor or the attorney general, it's hollow, because we still do not know whether the Greenlight law is constitutional. The judge did not tell me today in her decision I have to issue driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. And as we know, the county clerk statewide, we have to wait to be either prosecuted or removed from office.
Well, your contention is that you, as county clerk, are in a pickle, because in order to grant licenses to illegals, you believe that you are in violation of federal immigration statutes.
That is absolutely correct. And, you know, Tom, this is just round one. The bell has sounded on round one. You know, we're going to examine our appeal strategy. But let me tell you something. What is clear is that the county clerks and the taxpayers across the state, we're in trouble. You know, New York State has not even issued regulations to give guidance on this law. They haven't offered any financial assistance to the counties. And I'll be going to the legislature on Wednesday to let them know that this could impact the county nearly $1 million. We are in trouble, and this judge, really did not want to hear, nor the governor, nor the attorney general, to use the word desperation as an understatement. We needed to hear this, the constitutionality of this law, and we didn't even get to, we didn't even get to bat. The taxpayers didn't even get an opportunity in court to hear our case.
Now, sadly, taxpayers have the opportunity to vote, but Tuesday we saw that not as many people vote who should be voting, and part of me thinks that they've maybe forfeited their right to have an opinion if they can't be troubled to vote these clowns out of office who promulgate this legislation in Albany. What, Mickey Kearns, legally do you have as options on the table next?
Well, the one thing I said, and I'm going to have to weigh this, as I said, you should make a decision, Tom, when you're upset. But here's what I said. In the end, I don't want to waste taxpayers' money. I want to make sure that, if we're going to be denied by the court simple standing to this, and if people are here illegally and they want to come to Erie County for a driver's license, I'm going to save them the trip. I'm not going to issue the driver's license, and then we'll see what happens. Then I will be in violation, and we'll see what happens when that occurs. So if it's skipping an appeal and going right to December 14th and me not issuing driver's licenses to people who are here illegally, maybe that's the next step.
What have the attorneys told you is the most prudent step legally?
Well, I did talk to the county attorney's office, and we had some brief conversations. They were going over the decision, and we're going to meet early next week, probably Monday morning, as soon as possible, to talk about what our next steps are.
I'm not an attorney, but what concerns me is that these other lawsuits that are being brought by county clerks such as yourself across New York State are also going to be thrown out, and they'll use this decision as precedent. Is that a fair concern?
Yeah, and what the court has said is we have to, it was very clear during our arguments that she went right to standing, and she didn't give us a lot of discussion on the injunction, because, as you stated, this was promulgated by Albany, and we're going to have to wait to be prosecuted. So if that's what it's going to come down to, that, you know, we could be prosecuted or the governor can remove us when I do not issue those driver's licenses, if that's what we have to do to get to the, to get to what we have to get to in order to get some type of case in court, and that gives me the opportunity to standing. You know, if a county clerk who issues a driver's license on behalf of the state as an agent can't bring this lawsuit, then who the hell can, Tom? This is just, this is incredulous. And in addition to that, which is so upsetting, is that the federal government on Tuesday was going to intervene in this case, and she stated that she would wait. The federal government asked for additional time. She stated, I'm not going to give additional time. I will hear Mr. Kearns' case, but I will give them to November 12th, and I will rule on this important issue mid-November. Well, I don't know what changed her mind, but she did change her mind, and that's something we're going to have to look at, and the possibility of contacting our federal officials and see if there's a possibility that the state attorney's office and the state attorney general bar pay attention to Albany's efforts, because really, and this is coming from a Democrat, New York State is a sanctuary state.
Yo, understood. And do you not find it somewhat ironic that an illegal invader has standing to get a driver's license, but you as the county clerk do not have standing to challenge the green light law?
You know, I was in Amherst today, Tom, and I had an opportunity to speak to our veterans. And these gentlemen, my father has passed. He was a Korean veteran. I could tell many of them might not be around for next year's, you know, celebration. And I say that lightly. And they were so proud that they fought for our freedom. And I read them Abraham Lincoln's words from the Gettysburg Address and talking about what our veterans do. And if someone comes in that's a veteran and they don't have the proper documentation, I have to turn them away. You know how upset that makes me that we have veterans who fought for this country? And under the Real ID Act, if you don't have original documentation, original Social Security card, original marriage certificate, birth certificate, unfortunately, we have to turn them away. But people who are here illegally, people that came into this country, they broke the law, they will now, not in Erie County, but they will now in other counties be allowed to get a driver's license.
So the bottom line is you're going to confer with the lawyers next week to figure out what the most prudent or beneficial move is going to be, to either appeal or to wait until everything kicks in and take your chances with Il Duce trying to remove you from office?
That is correct.
Wow. Anything that I did not specifically ask you that you want to get off your chest?
No, Tom, as you could see, you know, when I read that decision, it's really, really something that I cannot believe that the judge declined to rule on the merits. And, you know, she spent 32 pages avoiding the constitutionality of the law. I've said that from the beginning. We're talking about the Constitution and all of the county clerks, not just me. When we are elected, we raise our right hand and we defend the Constitution of the United States. And this is about the Constitution. And they did not want, they were so desperate, they were, if they were confident, if the Attorney General was confident in her case, they wanted to avoid this confrontation in court. They know that they wanted to avoid a ruling. And they were desperate. And it's the same thing. It's coming down from Albany. And I'll tell you right now, I say this time again, I'm going to save them the airfare. I'm going to save them the gas. Don't come to Erie County because we're not doing it.
Now, County Clerk Mickey Kearns, I want to thank you very much for joining us. I know it's a disappointing day for you, and frankly, it is a decision which leaves me a little bit baffled because...
I'll let you know, we didn't lose. She didn't rule. We didn't lose. She didn't rule.
And what bothers me, again, not to restate the obvious, is if the county clerk does not have the legal standing to get a determination as to the constitutionality of this law, exactly who would have the legal standing to do so?
I agree. And that's the question that should have been answered by the court. That's why she was appointed by President Obama to rule on these issues, and she punted.
Yep, you got it. Mickey Kearns, thank you very much for joining us, and keep us posted on what your next move is going to be.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, thank you. Mickey Kearns joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN. So you understand, I mean, I'm not an attorney, but I'll try to boil this down based on our conversation with Mickey Kearns and what we have read in the various news reports. The judge decided that Mickey Kearns, as county clerk, did not have the legal standing to challenge the green light law, which means illegals can obtain New York State driver's licenses. If the county clerk does not have legal standing, exactly who would have legal standing? So the case, the green law case, as Mickey Kearns said, was not decided on the merits. It was basically pushed out of court using what I believe is a specious argument that Mickey Kearns and other county clerks presumably don't have legal standing to challenge a law which puts them in the crosshairs between New York State's green light law and the oath they took to defend the Constitution and federal immigration laws. So the county clerk, it seems to me, whether it's Mickey Kearns or Joey Bubatz, the county clerk should be the person who has the legal standing because they have an interest in it. They've got a direct interest in it because they are the ones who are in the middle. They're between the federal immigration statutes and New York State's law, which contravenes, if you will, the federal immigration.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Statute. So who I do not understand on what basis it could be said that county clerks who are supposed to administer these things don't have the standing to challenge it. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a larger issue here, and we talked about it just the other day. This state, I'm sure you might have noticed this state is turning hard left. This state is becoming like, it's almost like the Politburo in the old Soviet Union. And it's like you've got a dictatorship in Albany. Your vote doesn't matter. You've got one party which has gone to the left, and they are in control of every single branch of government in New York State. There is no effective opposition. And unlike the spineless Republicans when the Democrats are in power and in a position to do their agenda, they do it. And they ram it down our throats. And it's not going, see folks, the bigger picture is it's not going to get better in New York State. It's only going to get bluer and bluer in New York State. And we can throw logic and reason out the window in favor of setting up a system whereby we flood New York State with people who are highly unlikely to want to become Republicans or conservatives. Remember, conservatives have already been told by Andrew Cuomo they're not welcome in New York State. This state is, for all intents and purposes, I can't read this. Okay. Thank you. For all intents and purposes, this is a one-party state, and it's going to get worse. And the other thing that has to be said is if you did not vote on Tuesday, I don't mean to sound like you know what, but if you didn't vote, I don't think you've got a right to complain about what happens in this state. It takes you longer to call in to a talk show or send a text or send an email to a talk show than it does to vote. And yet so many people, I'm sure you know, who view the world more or less as you do and more or less as I do, so many people could not be troubled to vote, and they're part of the problem. Hey, is it hard to get motivated when you think your vote is probably not going to count? Yeah, it is. Your vote doesn't count in the presidential race. The Democrats could nominate the ghost of Benjamin Harrison, and he would win New York State. But that's a federal race, and you're talking about the Electoral College. You know, but these local races, they have import. They have impact on your life. And if you can't be troubled to go vote, then how can you possibly complain? Because you are enabling this bad behavior. All right, I want your telephone calls on this, if you would like to do so. You're more than welcome to. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Your comments on the judge deciding that the county clerk doesn't have the legal standing to fight the green light law giving driver's licenses to illegals, which makes no sense to me whatsoever. The merits of the law were not decided. They basically just kicked it out of court with the argument that Mickey Kearns and other county clerks don't have the legal standing to fight it. It's amazing. Yeah, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And folks, we just had an election on Tuesday, and one of the races was for Erie County Executive. Now, you know what drives me nuts about this state and politicians in general? Back in July, the county executive, Mark Poloncarz, when apparently he thought he was possibly going to be in some election trouble, or didn't want to give the Republicans an issue on which to challenge him. Back in July, Mark Poloncarz said he cannot support the green light law passed by Albany. Mark Poloncarz gave the direction to the county attorney to help Mickey Kearns fight the green light law. This is Mark Poloncarz in July. Ultimately, I do not believe this law benefits the people of Erie County, and I cannot support it. Yet today, after winning re-election over Lynn Dixon, Mark Poloncarz, let's see here. The Erie County Clerk's Office is purely ministerial in nature. It does not propose nor pass laws and is simply the designated arm of New York State to issue driver's licenses. Now, here's the money shot. Considering the well-reasoned decision and the doubtful result that any appeal would be successful, I fully expect Clerk Kearns and his staff to do their ministerial job and enforce the laws that are passed by New York. See, the Democrats want to enforce every law except immigration. If it's a law, it must be enforced, and we're going to enforce it. Unless, of course, it's immigration statutes, and then they set up sanctuary cities and sanctuary towns and tell us that we're just supposed to, you know, buckle up and enjoy the ride. So Mark Poland Carr's pre-election in July says he cannot support the green light law and sees many significant legal issues that exist with the law. Yet today, having been safely reelected to the position of Erie County Executive, Mark Poland Carr's loyal Democrat calls the decision well-reasoned. So in July, this was a bad law. After the election, it's now a good law. But what would you expect from a pig but a grunt? What would you expect from a snake but a slither? And yet, how many of you stayed home and did not vote for Lynn Dixon? You thought it was somebody else's job, thought it was for somebody else to do. This is what you get. This is exactly what we deserve in Erie County. Sorry. But it's what we deserve. We've got too many lazy people who can't get off their asses and go vote. I can say asses. Would you prefer I say arses? 803-0930 is the phone number. And if I could, I'd throw an F-bomb in there. 803-0930. And the Deadwood's favorite word. That could be used a lot. 803-0930, star 930. And 1-800-616-WBEN. Glad I taught you that word. Okay, let's go to Bill in Williamsville. Not to be confused with Bill from Eden, who was on the Rush Limbaugh show with Mark Stein today, singing to Mark Stein. Bill in Williamsville, hello? I feel like I'm talking to Satan.
No, you're not.
Dude, I don't know what's going on with your phone, but I got to put you on hold, and we're going to have to work that out because it is unintelligible. I cannot understand a thing you are saying. It sounds like you're using one of those voice-changing things.
Hello, I'm your father.
Should I try it again? Okay, let's try this again. This is Bill in Williamsville. Take two. Bill, you're on.
Tom, I don't know what went on there, but maybe you could have done something.
See, you started out strong, and then you went away. Dude, you got to get a new phone or go to a different spot because I can't do this.
You got me now, though, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't do it, Bill. I don't know what's going on with your phone or where you're standing, but I can't do it. I can't understand what you're saying. 803, and I've got headphones on. Now, think about somebody driving around with the heat blasting and the defrogger on. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Fred in Batavia on WBEN. Fred, let's see if we can understand you.
Yep, I hope you can understand me.
Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, please.
I learned about this decision, and I'm just so overwhelmed that some judge would not hold this to be unconstitutional. I'm an attorney, and now I'm faced with the prospect that we just reelected our county clerk, who is he's joined in the Erie County Clerk's opposition to this law, and I just cannot understand this. I am also hoping with respect to Mr. Bellavia that he would run for office. I know what his standards are. I totally respect them, but please, sir, run for office. I'm withholding my support for other candidates until I see what Mr. Bellavia is going
to
do.
All right. Well, that's neither here nor there. Let's stick to the issue at hand, the situation with the legal standing or lack thereof of Mickey Kearns. You said you're an attorney. The judge did not decide the Green Law challenge based on the merits and facts of the case. The judge basically threw Mickey Kearns out of court, saying that he, as county clerk, does not have legal standing. Can you address what that means and the significance of the decision?
Well, sir, I wholeheartedly agree with what you've stated, is if he doesn't have standing, no one has standing. So I guess this law promulgated by Mr. Como, no one gets to object to it. And I've talked to a number of county clerks who say, I have an obligation to this country to uphold the Constitution of the United States. You can't ask me to do things that would violate my oath to the United States. And now they're in jeopardy of being removed from office. That's not going to happen in our community. I mean, he could remove him. I guarantee you that we're going to reelect that man. We just reelected our county clerk. I am just totally overwhelmed that.
You know, Mark Poloncarz, the county executive, was reelected. He won by about 7 points over Lynn Dixon. And he's an attorney, and I'm trying to figure out, Fred, how in July Mark Poloncarz can see major problems with the green light law and says it won't benefit Erie County, yet days after winning reelection, he calls this decision well-reasoned. I'd call that talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Oh, sir, I wholeheartedly agree with you, and I am, like it's been stated, is if the clerk, county clerk of Erie County doesn't have standing, no one does. So.
Yeah, that has been my argument, and I'm glad it, as an attorney, that you see merit in my argument. Unfortunately, the Obama-appointed judge who made the decision today did not see weight in the argument.
The saddest thing is, this is a judge who doesn't have the courage to follow the law and listen to what the clerk of Erie County has to say, and she would not say, sir, you are absolutely correct. You are put in a quagmire that if you give licenses to illegal aliens, then you are violating your oath to the United States Constitution. I don't understand it, sir, and I fully support him. I will fully support I'm not going to mention his name, but what an incredible guy. He's done such an incredible job in our county to get things done. We have a DMV that works so effectively, and he's expressed to me, and I know our county clerk very, very well, he's scared to death. But
oh, you could say his name. He's a public person. He's a public official.
It is Michael Zianfrini.
All right. Well, I like the name, and I like your name too, Fred.
God bless you, sir.
All right. Well, God bless you. And you don't when you call in again, and I hope you do. I'd love to hear from other lawyers, by the way. But you do not have to call me sir. You may call me Tom. You may call me Bozo, but you don't have to call me sir. That's giving me respect I have not earned.
Sir, my mother and my father taught me to be respectful to people. I listen to your show every day, and you have earned the title of sir.
You are too kind. I deeply appreciate that, and I'm very humbled by that. And I'm very grateful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, sir. Sir Fred, thank you very much. Actually, it is kind of funny because I've worked with Tim Wenger now for how many decades? And I go by his office and I'll still say, hello, Mr. Wenger. And I'll go by the general manager's office. Hello, Mr. Reed. And then, well, no, I'll do the same thing with Tom Puckett, you know? Hello, Mr. Puckett. I don't know. It is kind of cool, I guess. It is, I'm a little old school. What can I say? I kiss my guy friends on the cheek when I say goodbye to them. The subject of a Facebook debate last night. Is it wrong to kiss your guy friends on the cheek when saying hello or saying goodbye? We're not talking about tongue. We're not talking about anything below the cheek. We're not talking about anything homoerotic for those who are homophobic. We're talking about a display of affection that is used extensively in France and Italy and among the old school Italians. It was like 50-50. Yeah, it was 50-50, but not at work. We're talking social friends. And the same thing with women friends, kissing them on the cheek. We're not talking about lip on lip, tongue on tongue. We're not talking about that. Just a peck, just a little peck. It is 3:49 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to Rainbow Flag Radio. We have so many things that we're going to get into today, and I can't wait. So have you guys been sneezing and sniffling and all allergic and everything over the past couple of weeks? My lady has been sneezing. She very rarely sneezes. I've been sneezing. And we had an emailer yesterday who suggested that what it might be is the rotting leaves on the ground giving off rotting leaf dander that might be causing some of these issues. I'd never heard that explanation before, but it seemed like it could be plausible. Anyway, if you're just joining us, welcome to the show, first of all. And you might remember over the summer, Sandy Beach did a lot of shows on it. I did a lot of shows on it. The green light law in New York State, giving illegals access to New York State driver's licenses. And also, by the way, anybody who's a fugitive from justice from some country, the ideal opportunity to start an entirely new identity with state sanction behind it. Because I don't know how the county clerk office people are supposed to know the difference between a birth certificate from Alberta or Botswana. I mean, they've got to... how easy could it be to forge papers from some place that nobody's even heard of? But that's another story altogether. Today, what happened is that this judge, an Obama-era appointee, this judge actually ruled that the Erie County clerk, Mickey Kearns, did not have the legal standing, the legal authority, to challenge the green light law, leading me to ask the question, if the county clerk who has to administer this law in contradiction of federal immigration statutes, if the county clerk doesn't have legal standing to challenge the green light law, then who would have legal standing to challenge the law? It's, in other words, the case was not decided today at all on any of its merits or on any of the facts involved. It was simply thrown out of court. It was like offside. So now they've got to decide whether they're going to appeal it or whether they're going to simply wait until the law kicks in and not issue the driver's licenses in Erie County and see what Il Duce Cuomo does. And for as much as we can carp and complain about Albany, it's really frustrating knowing that it's never going to change. The same clowns who are in Albany now will be there if they want to be there 10 years from now. Andrew Cuomo could run against Jesus in New York State, and Andrew Cuomo is going to win because he's got a D after his name. This state is turning irretrievably to the far left. And this is what you get. You get basically Soviet Politburo style government. Well, we're not going to decide this case based on facts or based on the merit. We're simply going to say you don't have the standing to even bring a case forward, Mr. Kearns, even though you're the county clerk. It strikes me as being absurd. All right, I'd like your calls if you would like to get in on this. You can either call now or wait till the news is wrapping up at about 4 or 5 minutes after 4 o'clock, just so you don't have to wait on hold, because believe me, I don't like being on hold any more than you do. So I do try to speed things along as best as I can out of respect for your time, because, like I said, my patience on hold is probably about as low as yours is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.